you can walk away, you can leave right now, or you can stay. What do you say?
That's Sierra Hull from her album Daybreak with a track called What Do You Say? And Sierra Hull joins me now by phone from somewhere in the universe. Where exactly are you, Sierra, at this moment? Where did we catch you?
Well, I am home in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. But you're headed our way, and that's why I'm getting a wonderful chance to visit with you today. Headed to Montana once again for a performance Friday, February 3rd at 8 o'clock at the Hamilton Performing Arts Center, another in the great series presented by the Bitterroot Performing Arts Council. And that concert Friday, February 3rd. And I say back to Montana, Sierra, I met you actually when you were here in Montana for the first National Folk Festival from Butte, Montana. We actually broadcast your set live, all those, what was that, 10 years ago now, I think.
Yes, it's been a long time now, but I still, that was my first visit to Montana, was to the Folk Festival, and I still remember that whole experience so fondly. I loved getting to come out there and be part of that. And I still, you know, say Montana is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been or experienced, you know, and so I'm very excited to be coming back.
Well, that's great. Have you been out west much with the band and performing in the last years?
I have. You know, I've been back to Montana several times since then, but it's been at least a couple years since I've played there. So we're definitely due for a visit.
Well, your career has totally taken off again. Another threshold moment with a Grammy nomination this year for Best Folk Album for the new record, Weighted Mind. And that obviously kind of the new exciting news. Grammy's coming up in February.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, you know, it's just such a thrill to know we'll get to go out there and just, you know, even just get to be a fan at the show. So,
yeah.
You know, having a nomination is just such an honor and, you know, such a dream come true in a lot of ways to have, you know, it's been about 5 years since you just played What Do You Say off of my Daybreak album, the album before this album, Weighted Mind, that came out a year ago this month. And so it's nice to, you know, feel like after having a few years of not sharing music, to release something and have it be so accepted, you know. It's a good feeling as an artist and an exciting time for sure.
Well, you're a younger performer, but have been playing music since you were very young, one of those musicians that started very early. I think your bio says 11 for when you started. But I was fascinated by the fact that at this point in your career, you've really been able to connect in the bluegrass and folk and country world with some of the unbelievable greats, the best of the best. Of course, Alison Krauss and Abigail Washington, Bela Fleck, others. Talk about what it's like as a musician who does a lot of writing, does a lot of composing, to be living and working in Nashville and to be able to be kind of, you know, sharing the bill, sharing the stage with folks like that.
Well, I think any time that I've had the chance to share the stage with one of my heroes, you know, I'd like to say, oh, you kind of get used to it. But I don't know that you ever really do. I think when you're a fan of somebody, I picked up the mandolin when I was 8 years old and like you said, started performing kind of out somewhere around 10, 11, something like that. And, you know, I've met a lot of my heroes at an early age, since I did start so early. But, you know, I'm 25 now, and I don't know that you ever really lose that childlike admiration for those people that you grew up loving, you know, like Bela and Allison. They've been two of my biggest heroes, and to this day are two people that have supported me. And, you know, that just means so much to have that from somebody that I love and respect like that. And they're wonderful people in addition to being amazing musicians. And that means a lot to me on a personal note as well. But, I mean, as far as living in Nashville, I grew up in Tennessee, a little town called Byrdstown, about 2 hours northeast of Nashville. So I've always kind of felt at home in Nashville and knew that's where I would eventually live someday. Even as a young person, that was kind of my dream to live here. So I'm very happy here. I like it.
I'm talking with Sierra Hull today. She'll be performing in Hamilton on Friday, February 3rd at the Hamilton Performing Arts Center, part of the Bitterroot Performing Arts series. So another question I had for you, as a musician who's lived, it seems like you've lived in kind of all the worlds that the mandolin finds itself. In other words, you play bluegrass, you play folk music, country music, you're a songwriter, you spend a lot of time accompanying yourself with your instrument and coming up with kind of unique arrangements. You're not a traditional bluegrass player only. How do you describe your love of the mandolin and your singing in terms of where it falls for you? I think people don't like to have to categorize, but I'm curious how you think about that.
Well, you know, I have a lot of people asking me that. You know, you run into people at the airport and they look at your instrument case and they say, "Oh, what you got in there?" And I say, "Oh, that's a mandolin." "Oh, yeah, what kind of music you play?" You know, that's the first question people ask. And it's hard for me to really, like, you know, categorize it at this point in time. I usually just tell folks, you know, I grew up playing a lot of bluegrass music. I love bluegrass. I grew up there, but I love everything. And so I write a lot of original music now. And I usually just say it's sort of a contemporary spin off of that, you know, with a little bit of folk and a little bit of jazz, a little bit of classical, a little bit of, you know, multiple things combined.
Well, and
put a finger on it exactly. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the fact that you're using kind of unique arrangements for songs too, or, you know, just mandolin and bass and voice or other combinations that I think just, it's a neat kind of a fun color, and it lets the mandolin kind of sit out in a very front kind of way, in a different way. I like that.
Yeah, I think that was sort of the goal with this record. I mean, the show we'll be doing when we come to Montana there is going to be myself and the bassist, Ethan Yojevic, that played on the entire Weighted Mind album. And the whole album is primarily mandolin bass. I play octave mandolin as well and sing. And it was kind of an interesting, with Babel Fleck producing this album, it was kind of interesting working with him and having him suggest that I start there with just mandolin and voice. And I'd never really approached my music like that before. You know, I did grow up in the bluegrass world and had always, from an early age, when I would perform, I would usually have a full bluegrass band. So last time I was in Montana was with my full bluegrass band. So this will be the first time coming and sharing the music off of this new project and really sort of expressing myself musically in a different way that maybe folks from out that way might not have got to actually experience with me yet. So it's all things that I feel like have been a part of me musically, but I hadn't had the right outlet to do some of them yet. So being able to strip things down to such a raw format of just mandolin, bass, and voice really in some ways is more challenging but also more freeing because you have more room to just try things that you might not get to try when you have so many other things surrounding you musically. So I find it to be a great challenge and just a great freedom too musically, and I've been just having a blast in that musical format, performing like that.
Well, it's been just wonderful to get a chance to visit with you. Good luck at the Grammys. Once again, the new album, Weighted Mind, is nominated for the Best Folk Album this year. The Grammy Awards coming up on February 12th on CBS. And I want to play a song from Weighted Mind, from the Grammy-nominated record, Queen of Hearts, Royal Tea. You want to say something about that one before we let you go?
Sure. So the entire album mostly is original songs of mine that I wrote, but this Queen of Hearts piece is one that I learned. It's an old traditional ballad that I learned from a Joan Baez recording, and I just loved the song so much that I showed it to Bela, and it had the instrumental piece, Royalty. It is a original composition of mine, and I just felt that the two kind of complemented each other and would make sense to record as a little bit of a medley, so We did.
Well, that's great. Well, once again, thank you so much for taking time to visit with us today. From Nashville, Tennessee, Sierra Hull has been talking with us today. She'll be performing in Montana Friday, February 3rd in Hamilton at the Hamilton Performing Arts Center. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to coming back to Montana.
All right. This one's called Queen of Hearts, Royal Tea.
What shall